We have Caitlin Morris here. And Caitlin, you're a member of the Frederick County Foster and Adoptive Parents Association, I guess.
So I'm actually a partner of it. I work with Frederick County DSS. So I'm with, I'm the resource parent trainer and recruiter. So
wow.
I partner a lot with them.
What's your business card must be like?
Right, a lot of words.
Now, what do you do? What do you actually do?
So I am the first person that anyone in the community makes contact with when they say, I want to learn more about the foster care program. I want to figure out how I can maybe serve as a foster parent or partner with the program to help benefit our local kids and families. So I help recruit, provide the initial training and licensure process. And then once they're licensed with us, I plan fun events and just get to partner with our association to help support their causes.
Well, we've been here about many years. We come down at least once every May for this, and we, Joe Parsley's family here at the Shell Station, makes some money for Frederick County for you. And how many parents do we have? I ask the same questions every year, but it changes every year. How many children in the program right now?
So currently we have about 73 kiddos in care. That changes frequently just depending on the need and what arises. So we have 73 kids in care. We have about 46 families that are licensed with us. So our recruitment is just monthly. We're constantly looking for more families to join us.
Are most of the families then, I'm assuming, with those numbers, that some families have more than one child?
Absolutely, yep.
And how long was the average length of stay for a child?
In care, it can kind of waver, right? Everything we say in the child welfare system kind of is a case-by-case scenario. But for the most part, we're court-ordered to require those reunification efforts to get the kiddos back home safely with mom or dad. About 2 years, it's that expectation of 15 months out of 22 months that the child's in care, they're really working towards getting them back home.
And so, could it take long? I mean, could the trouble with being a foster parent, as I know quite well, is you become attached to the child.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. But knowing that, of course, hopefully the parents, whatever the situation would be, you know, it could be anything from a criminal problem or a domestic problem or whatever, a health problem. And knowing that the idea is to get that child reunited with the parent or parents, hopefully, and that would have to be the hardest part of being a foster parent.
Oh, absolutely. It's a tall order for sure. And starting with my role of doing that training and that preparation, we always say you're signing up for heartbreak occasionally, right? The goal is reunification. We want those kids to go back home safely with mom or dad or their family. But we also know our kids just deserve love and a safe space while their parents work on anything that they need to do to ensure that the child can safely come home. So it's a compassionate, love-filled, and there's grief throughout the whole process, because you definitely get attached, and we want our families to provide that attachment to our kids.
Sure, and we need to talk about so much here. We'll do that later. Right now, I want to go back into the situation. How does a person get involved in this? Everybody loves kids. And I hope they do, and they would want the best for children. How does a family or can a single person, parent be an adoptive parent?
Yeah, absolutely. We family can be made up by many different ways. So we have a lot of single parent households, two parent households. We recruit just for all diversity, right? Two parent households, same sex couples, really want our families to look like our community. So we want that diversity. Some of the basic eligibility is having to be 21 years and older is one kind of expectation for sure. But definitely you don't have to be married. You don't have to have a partner in your home. So single parents absolutely can join in with us.
And how does one go about, you know, getting recruited? Obviously we know how to recruit, and that's what we'll be talking about, but what should the person do? They're listening to us on the radio. You're talking about a million people now, and they want to know how do I get involved in this? What would you tell them? Is there a phone number, or do they stop by, or...
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of ways, but our main way is getting in contact with our info line, and our number is 301-600-2466, and that is our general contact number. I'm the one that checks those voice messages, so then I'm following up with info to get involved. You also could reach out directly to our email, which is foster.careinfo@maryland.gov. So that's another way, just email or phone call. Also, sometimes if you just call the Frederick County Department of Social Services and kind of say, I want to get connected with foster care, they'll direct you to my line.
Do parents stay in the program for a long period of time, or are they in and out?
Fortunately, we have a lot of families that do have that commitment, that they stay with us, they stay involved. And even after, you know, because they, once you're licensed, you can also go off and on of putting a hold on your home. Mm-hmm. So if you need some time, if you need some, you know, bounce back from just having, absolutely. We're self-care and mental health is so important for us, for our kids and our families. So we 100% want to respect our families. And if they need to take a little pause, they can still provide support, which we call respite care, to our licensed families. So they can still be a resource to us, even if it's kind of not the right place right now to continue to foster in those few months, but then can open back up in a few months, which I think helps our families stick around.
My next question was, people may be asking, how much is this going to cost me if I take a child on or take a couple kids on? What's it going to cost me financially?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, knowing the exact cost is a bit hard to determine, but we do have a monthly stipend that our licensed families receive, and it's about $900 a month just to help contribute towards that. There are a lot of ways to partner and get some, compensation for childcare to assist with some excessive mileage if there are special appointments and such. So there are financial assistance in the program.
What about children with special needs? Do you have those children also?
Yeah, absolutely. So special needs is kind of that overarching word that catches a lot. So having children who have come into care, there's trauma, there's a lot of life experiences that would require additional services. And we definitely partner, have the insurance coverage and have the assistance for some financial to ensure that the needs that the children are being met.
What about the 8 children?
So our program is open for 0 to 21, so we want to definitely support our older teens and provide the opportunity to support our young adults all the way up to 21.
Beautiful. And do you have children in that age group still?
Yes, absolutely. So we're kind of dispersed out pretty equally. We have a kind of equal amount of kids who are 0 to 6 and then all the way up to 21 in our care.
Okay.